Good evening. How's everybody doing? Good. Glad to hear it. It's a good day. Any day you're on this side of the dirt, it's a good day. Your lungs have breath. You got life in your bones. And God's put you here for a purpose. He gave you one more day because what? Somebody needs you. And guess what? He ain't done with you yet. That's an amazing promise that we have, is that God loves us. He's got a purpose for us. And he ain't through with us yet. I love that. Well, we've been talking about wisdom for a while, huh? Anybody feel smarter? Anybody got more wisdom? Good. Because that's the point. We want to grow in wisdom. But we can't always talk about wisdom. I want to start a new series because I found really deep diving into a subject. You can learn so much, but I want to start a series about having a godly perspective. Okay? That wasn't supposed to do that. I can hear my wife in the back like a bull in a china shop. Oh, Lord, I knocked something over for anybody that's listening. I'm a big guy. Anyway, back to the task at hand. The godly perspective. Because see, that's the next step. Having wisdom, growing in knowledge, but then begin to change your perspective to that of God's. You know, change yourself to where you see through God. You can begin to see the world through Jesus' eyes. And that's what we want to talk about is each one of us have a point of view, our own world view. Okay? Each one of us has a point of view, a perspective that's unique to us, right? And many of us can look at the same thing and see different things, right? Okay? We've got a couple pictures I want to look at here. Buddy, if you'll throw the first one up here. All right, here's a quick picture. We all have our own perspective. What do you see in that picture? A duck. Anybody see a bunny? Anybody see both? Okay, yes. Because see, if you're looking at it from one way, you see a duck. You look at it from the other way, you got a bunny. Hit the next one. What do you see there? Two faces. What else do you see? A vase. Do you see the faces? Yep. All right. See? From one perspective, you see faces. From another, a vase. We'll go one more. What do you see in that one? I see a lady. Do you see an old lady or a young lady? For Brenda in the back, let me show you. Okay. If you look this way, you see an old lady. See her big nose? But if you look at it this way, you see the side of a young lady's face. See, it's all about perspective, having the right perspective. All right? Because see, we all look at things differently. And that's all well and good, but God wants us to look at things not through our eyes, but through his, okay? All right, thank you for finally catching up. My wife just saw the other one. Lord Jesus. All right. Now here's the deal. With our perspective, your life experiences change and shape how you look at the world, okay? Your life experiences affect the perspective that you have, okay? The positive things in your life, what? They put a positive perspective. But what about the other side? Negative, hard experiences can shape our perspective. And for so many people, you know, it's real great to see the positive, but how many times do you remember the negative over the positive? So much more we remember negative things. And for so many people, they let those negative things shape their worldview, shape their perspective, shape how they look at the world. You know, they've been hurt. You ever seen somebody that's been hurt and then you see how they react to the world after that? You ever had a broken heart? You'd be like, ooh, I'm never dating a woman again. Or for the ladies, oh, I'm swearing off all men. You ever done that? You ever said that? Yeah, I know you have. But see, here's the thing. See, when people are hurt over and over, they begin to, their view begins to callous. And they begin to view everything through that lens of hurt, through that lens of loss. So many times we see people that their worldview is, I'm going to get them before they get me. Right? Have you ever met somebody like that? Are you like that? Can you? Anybody? Nobody wants to admit to that one. See, and so many times, if you've been talked down to, you begin to shape your worldview of, I'm not good enough. God can't use me because I'm not good enough, because someone told me I was worthless. See, that begins to shape your worldview. But God wants us to have a worldview through Him. Because see, the same old thinking over and over leads to the same old results. If you repeat the same things over and over, you're going to get the same thing. If you've got a busted life and you look at the world through a busted view, you're going to continue to have a busted life. Get that. If you want to, if you repeat the same pattern over and over, I've seen this in so many people's lives. They repeat the same thing and wonder why. Why God's not there. Why God's not using them. Because they're doing the same things over and over and over. But God wants us to do something different. He wants us to change. Because our perspective can either be your power or your prison. The way you look at the world can either empower you or imprison you. It can help you or hurt you. The way you look at it can help you move forward or it can hold you back. Many people have the worldview of fear, and they let it permeate every part of their life, and it holds them back. You ever been fearful? I know I have. The lowest point of my life, I could hear, just like you hear God, I could hear Satan tell me, look what you did. Look what you did. Look how you messed up. God can't use you anymore. Look how you screwed up. But God says, no. Don't let that be a prison. Because if I let every negative thing that happens to me, if I hold on to that and shape, let that shape my world, it's going to hold me back from the things of God. Because you can't move forward if you have the wrong perspective. I want to look at David and Goliath in 1 Samuel 17. Okay, we all know the story. 1 Samuel 17, verse 4, talks about Goliath. He's a 9-foot-tall guy, right? 9-foot-tall. And in verse 11, where am I at here? Okay. Right here. So he's a 9-foot-tall guy. He comes out. He's looking across the valley to the Israelites. And he's, in verse 10 it says, I defy the armies of Israel. Send me a man who will fight me. Verse 11, when Saul and the Israelites heard this, they were terrified and deeply shaken. See, they saw this big problem in front of them, and all they could see is, he's so big, we're never going to kill him. See, their worldview helped, looked at them and held them back. Because they said, I can't conquer that. I cannot kill Goliath. So they were terrified. So many times that happens in our lives. Say, I can't handle this problem. So it stunts you right where you're at. And you have to go around the same mountain over and over like the children of Israel did 40 years in the desert. That's a couple-week trip the way that they were supposed to go. But they had to go 40 years because they couldn't get it right. Because their worldview held them back. The way they looked at God and the things in front of them held them back. So they had to take another trip around Mount Sinai. Another one and another one till 40 years passed. How many times have we let fear stunt us and years pass us by because of the worldview that we have? Because I messed up. God can't use me. That's a lie. That's a lie. God can use you no matter who you are, where you are. And you know what? No matter what you've done, God still loves you. God wants you to shift your perspective away from the negative. Sorry, I got off point. Hold on. Okay. Verse 11. When Paul and the Israelites heard this, they were terrified and deeply shaken. They were shaken to their core because they couldn't handle it through their natural eyes. Verse 16, it says, for 40 days, twice a day, morning and evening, the Philistine giant strutted in front of the Israelite army. 40 days, this problem was there. But what? Along comes David. In verse 32, it says, David says, don't worry about a thing. David told Saul, I will go fight this Philistine. See, Saul said, he's too big, I can't kill him. David said, he's so big, I can't miss. Get that. David looked at it through his perspective, through the perspective of God. He said, he's so big, I can't miss him. I can't miss. I can't lose when I look through God's perspective. You see, what they saw in the natural realm held them back, their perspective. But what David saw in the spiritual realm, he said, let's go forward. Let's press forward. See, it's all about changing your perspective, having a godly perspective in our lives. Because so many times we trip ourselves up with the perspective that we have, right? But God says, I want something better for you. God is calling us to change our point of view, to stop telling everybody how big the problem is, and tell the problem how big God is. But see, the question is, how do I change my perspective? You know, you just don't wake up and everything's all sunshine and roses one day. But you have to actively work at it. Sometimes you have to actively change how you respond. Because it's real easy to slip back into what you've been doing. In the mess up. In the, let's take another trip around the mountain. I failed this test, I got to take it again. It's so easy to get back into that. But it's something wholly else to see an issue, to see a calling, and to say, I'm going to put the old things away, and I'm going to go with the new things of God. All right? How do I change my perspective? How do I get a godly perspective? The very first thing is, you got to open your eyes. Open your eyes. In 2 Kings chapter 6, it's the story of Elisha. And the king of Aram put a bounty on his head. He was looking for him because Elisha was advising the children of Israel. And every time this king came against him, Elisha heard God and how to direct the people. So this king got mad, and he became very upset over this. He thought there was a traitor in his midst. Verse 12, it says, it's not us, my lord. Elisha, the prophet of Israel, tells the king of Israel, even the words you speak in the privacy of your bedroom. Verse 13 says, go and find where he is, the king commanded, so I can send troops to seize him. And the report came back, Elisha is at Dothan. Verse 14, I want you to pick it up here. So one night the king of Aram sent a great army with many chariots and horses to surround the city. So he sent this great army to surround the city. Verse 15, it says, when the servant of the man of God got up early the next morning and went outside, there were troops, horses, and chariots everywhere. So Elisha's helper gets up early in the morning and he looks out and he sees all of the enemy surrounded about them. So what does he do? He runs to Elisha and he cries, "Oh, sir, what will we do now? What will we do now?" How many times in your life have you ever said, "What am I going to do? What am I going to do now? I see the problem. What am I going to do now? What am I going to do, God?" Oh, but hold on. Verse 16, Elisha told him, "Don't be afraid, for there are more on our side than theirs." There's more on our side than theirs. See, that's the promise. Elisha could see it. Don't be afraid. There's more on our side than there is coming against me. There's more on my side. Verse 17, it says, "Then Elisha prayed, 'O Lord, open his eyes and let him see.'" Open his eyes and let him see. So the Lord opened the young man's eyes, and when he looked up, he saw that on the hillside, just beyond the army, on the hillside, there was filled with horses and chariots of fire. See, many times we get tripped up in the natural, what we see around us, that and we rely on that perspective. But God says, open your eyes. Open your eyes. See, that's the first way to begin to have God's perspective is to open our eyes. Say, "God, open the eyes of my heart, Lord. I want to see you, not the problem in front of me. Not where I've messed up, God. Not all my faults and failures, but I want to see you. Open your eyes." Ephesians 1 and 18. Will you throw that up there for me? Ephesians 1:18, it says, "And that having the eyes of your heart full of light." See, when you open the eyes of your heart, it'll be full of light. And when there's light, there can't be any darkness. It says, see, when your eyes of your heart are full of light, you may have knowledge of what is the hope of his purpose. You have knowledge of his hope, of his purpose, when you open the eyes of your heart. See, that's how you get God's perspective. Second way, how can I change my perspective? Don't get caught in the trash around you. Don't get caught in the trash around you. Because your perspective in life is determined by where you're living. Not by where you're living in your house, but where you're living. Are you living close to the earth? Are you living close to the things of heaven? You see, anybody that knows anything about me, been around me for more than 10 minutes, there's a special place in the world that always has a special place in my heart. It's a little town just northeast of here called St. Louis, Missouri. Love that town. Whew. Love it. Now, to some people, it's not that great. They just haven't figured it all out yet. But here's the deal. When you're in St. Louis, I know, it's dirty. There's graffiti. There's trash on the streets. There's some rough areas. There's some places that the cops don't even go. True. I'm speaking truth. You do not ever want to go on the east side of St. Louis. But here's the deal. Downtown, right on the river, there's this big piece of metal called the Arch. Love that. You can go up in that arch, and the most beautiful sight that you see is when you elevate up above that junk, you begin to see the big picture of the city. And at night, when everything's lit up, I'm not that emotional, but man, it'll bring a tear to your eye. I know you're laughing at me, but you know what? It holds a special place because that's my hometown. I love St. Louis. It's got its warts on the ground. It's got its trash on the ground. But when you rise above the trash, you rise up and you see the big picture, you see the beauty of the plan. It's the same thing with God. You know, it's so easy to get caught up in the trash down below. people gossiping about folks. People just being ugly. And it's easy to get disheartened. You see, that's when you're living on the earth. You're looking through your natural eyes. But when you begin to look at the things of heaven, you see the big picture. You see God's purpose. Colossians verse 3, or chapter 3, verse 1. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on the things above, not on the things of earth. See, set your affections on the things above. See, if you're focused on things above, all the stuff below doesn't matter. When you set your affection to the things of God, there's no problem big enough to stop you. There's no issue big enough to slow you down. See, don't get caught up in the trash below. Because I love folks, but there's some trash. We need to stay away from them. I'm going to get on my soapbox for a minute. There's some people that you do not need to hang around with. I don't know who this is for, but I want you to listen. There are people that say that they are your friends, but they're junk. They will hold you back. And if you think you know who they are, you can think for a second and be like, ooh, this person ain't good for me. Stay away from them. God, that's God telling you in your heart, stay away from them because they're going to trip you up. They're going to stop you. Leave them alone. And you know what? I don't care if they're even in your own family. If they're your own flesh and blood, leave them alone. Leave them alone. Because you know what? Even if they are in your family, God's got a better family right here for you. Right here. That wasn't in my notes. That's just bonus. All right. Third way. How can we change our perspective? The third thing. Check your heart. Love that. I feel like that's coming up over and over. You know, check yourself before you wreck yourself. Check your heart. Because it's true. Check your heart. If you want to see the things of God, you want to have a godly perspective, you got to check your heart. You can't have a heart of stone. Ezekiel 36:25, it says, then I will sprinkle clean water upon you, and you shall be clean from all your filthiness. From all your idols will I cleanse you. Verse 26, a new heart also will I give you. A new spirit will I put within you. I will take away your stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh. See, many times we're hard-hearted towards people, places, and things. We're hard-hearted, and we want to know why God's not moving in us or why God's not saving folks. God's not adding to us because we're hard-hearted towards folks. We got a hard heart. Dude, I'm right there. It is very easy for me to have a hard heart. To say, you know what? Done with you. It's easy for me to kick people out of my life. I don't think about you out of sight, out of mind. But God says, nah. If you want my perspective, check your heart. Because a hard heart can't grow the things of God. See, we've got to ask God to change our heart. Psalm 51, verse 10, it says what? Create in me, what? A clean heart. And renew a right spirit within me. Create in me a clean heart. See, if you want to have a different perspective in life, ask God to clean your heart. Ask God to clean all that negative junk out of your heart and your life. Because then what happens? The light of God fills you up. You don't have to worry about the negative anymore. Now, fourth thing, final thing that we want to talk about. How do you change your perspective? You sing praise. You sing praise to God. You sing praise. Even if you can't carry a tune in a bucket. Even if you sound like a dying cat. Praise Him anyway.
Amen.
Praise Him anyway.
Because
you know what? When you're driving in your car listening to praise and worship music, the only one in there is you.
Amen.
You and God. He thinks you sound great. Because see, that's the thing. We've got to sing praise in Psalm 100. It says this. It says, make a what? A joyful noise unto the Lord, all the land. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with what? Singing. Sing it out. God put a song in your heart. Sometimes I say you got to leave it there, but no, this time I'm telling you, let it out. God put a song in your heart. Sing it out. If you want a new perspective on life, praise God. Because the more you praise God and the more you fill your life with the things of God, the more light you're going to see. The closer you're going to be with Him. You're going to stop seeing the junk in your life and start seeing His hand guiding you. His hand directing you. In verse 4, it says, enter His what? His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him and bless His name. For what? The Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting. And His truth endureth to all generations. Now here's the thing. I want us to have a new perspective. And that last point is the most important. Praise. So I want to end our service with a little bit of praise. I've asked our ladies to come up here. We're going to sing this song. Hit it, buddy.
Hallelujah.
I raise a hallelujah.
I want to encourage you guys this week. Okay? Raise a hallelujah. Amen. Raise a hallelujah. Louder than the unbelief. Amen. Raise a hallelujah. That's what I want to encourage you guys with, is begin to change your perspective. Begin to praise God. Amen. Let's bow our heads. Lord, we thank you for today, God. We thank you for each and every one of us here. Lord, we ask that you would begin to change our perspective, to see the world through your eyes. Help us open the eyes of our heart to see you and to see your perspective on the things around us. And help us sing a little louder this week. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.